you've got quite a few talented roommates that live with you, but you know, more recently, you and Julia are on fire. Two tournaments, two tournament wins. One was an AVP America, but I can't, and Wopaka was the other one. What's making you guys click so well?
I think, you know, we're together 24/7. You know, we joke about it. Like, we wake up in the morning and we're like, hey, like, how are you? How's it, how was the, you know, 8 hours we were apart? So I think it's just a lot of like meshing as people, and that translates to the court for the most part. Like, we have pretty like open communication, and I think that's something you need in a, especially a beach volleyball partnership when there's only two of you. Like, you need to be able to speak freely and speak about what you need, and not, you know, not always take it the wrong way, or speak about it if you do take it the wrong way, you know, like, that you just need that communication for sure.
Well, you know, from our interview after the Wopaka tournament, I was blown away to find out that Julie hadn't been playing beach volleyball for that long, whereas I knew you'd been pretty talented anyways. But how would you describe her progression since you started playing with her?
I know, it blew me away the first time we were warming up in Wapaka in Wisconsin. I was like, whoa, like, I can hear her arm like fly through the air when she's hitting the ball. Like, it's so crazy. But I feel like, yeah, there's some things that are so beach savvy that she's really like grasping in these last couple weeks. She's really trying to like work on, you know, the pulling aspects and just like various things about our timing together and like how we move just two of us on the court. Mm-hmm. But it's really fun. And like, she's very easy to work with in terms of like, she always wants to play at the highest level.
Right.
Like, at this point, it's like, well, how could we have made that a little bit better next time? And it's like, wow, like, okay. Like, every point is a chance to like succeed or like make it just that much better. So I think that's where like her progression has happened so quickly, because she has that mindset.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been looking at everyone's social feeds on Instagram particularly, and it seems that you guys are all working out already in Manhattan, Hermosa, or wherever. And there's no guarantees that you may end up playing with Julie at all in 2021, but and you got a pretty talented roster ready to go come season. Can you talk about the team and what you've seen so far? Or is that still hidden in the bag and Dane doesn't want any of you guys to say anything?
Yeah, I mean, our team, not only like on the court is great, but I really enjoy just hanging out with our team, like off the court, if we're able to. So I think that aspect is huge too, in terms of like, there's a lot of good teams out there, but like team culture, I feel like is something that can really separate like the top teams. Cause you just need those like 2 points.
Yeah.
That margin for is so small. So I feel like, team chemistry, team culture is huge for us. And we're hoping to be, you know, one of the top teams out there. But I think it'll be good to see us work and like earn every point and every game and every set. And it's, I think that's the mentality, is like, nothing is given. Like, everything has to be earned. And that literally starts like now, up until season, you know? So I think that's a really good mindset to have as a team.
Yeah. Well, your other roommate is an international star and was struck down with, well, we thought struck down with COVID, but, and was prevented from competing at the King of the Beach tournament in the Netherlands, but she's now back, I imagine, in LA, because I saw her on some of the posts for USC Beach. Have you got any reps with Tina Gradina of Latvia?
I have gotten some reps with Tina Gradina. Yes, it's amazing.
Have you blocked her?
I don't know. I don't think I've blocked her. No, yeah. We practiced once so far, but I mean, we live together, so we're going to practice more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously she had, I don't know if she had to quarantine on the way back, but she obviously came back to your guys' place. So I assume everyone's okay from the scare.
Yep, everyone's good. Everyone's healthy.
Well, how's school like now that things have kind of opened up, and obviously there's social distancing required, online classes. Does it feel a little weird? Is it awkward, or is it actually something that you're enjoying?
You know, I don't super enjoy the online learning experience. I think for me, just being there and being able to like interact face to face, because sometimes on Zoom, you know, people talk over each other and it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, you go ahead. Oh, no, you go ahead. And it's just like, oh, raise your virtual hands if you want to answer the question. So it's just like very different. But it's nice that I do get to share class with Julia, and we just do it out in the living room. And at least I'm not fully alone, because a lot of the students are just alone looking at the computer screen for hours.
Right. So. Well, you're in a master's program. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So Julia's in the same master's program as you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm telling you, we are together 24/7.
Well, that's good stuff. I can't wait to share this stuff and get the behind the scenes Haley Harward or Haley's Homies view of your life here at USC. Yeah.